Hi, this is Steve Compeller from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
So, my name is Baring Batugorgeous, BBK, sports editor of the Sunday Times. I'm with my colleague, Uthabo Shabalala, Mshengu Tongalgama Vuso, who is our multimedia expert and also the pictures editor of the Sunday Times, Uma Silosi. We've been welcomed to the home of Coach Pitso Masimane. I want to say all his names. Pitso Jingles Hamilton Masimane. His wonderful home. We are here to do Sport Live with BBK. Coach, thank you very much for opening the doors to your abode and welcoming the Sunday Times team.
You're welcome, BBK. I've been owing you this.
2 years in the making.
This talk, yeah. And I'm happy finally I'm doing it. And I was on the edge because today I'm leaving for holiday.
Yes.
So I need to know. Let's keep the best for the last.
Wow.
So, as I said, Mujamarahu Kikosi.
He who dances last, dances the best.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. Coach, you're talking about holidays. It's festive season. You've been a busy man from the southern tip of Africa, which is our home, which is our country, all the way to the opposite end, North Africa. Oh. You've gone to the Gulf, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. You've done coaching. That is your work.
Yeah.
You're saying you're going on holiday. You need to relax. Where are you off to?
Well, it's that one is we have other friends. So it's two families together. Yes. We always travel together. Last time, we went to Zanzibar. What a beautiful place in East Africa, in Tanzania. So, you know, I love Africa and I miss Africa. And then I'm saying it, no, let's go again to Kenya.
Yes.
Because really, I and by the way, I've got family in Kenya because one of my brothers, my father's brothers,
yes,
during the time of apartheid,
yes,
they moved. You know this. You know the story where people go
went
away.
To exile.
Yeah, went to exile. He never came back. He stayed there. So he married there and. So that's a Musimane clan.
Wonderful.
It's unbelievable.
Wonderful.
So I said, hey, maybe I can find in Nairobi. So I said, hey, maybe I can find a way. You know? So I was saying to this to this people that we travel with, this group we travel with, because I thought maybe so I said, we must stay one night in Nairobi.
Yeah.
And then we go to the ocean side, to the beach side. So we go to a place called Dani Beach. So they bought the things and I had to do my job like I'm a travel agent and his pictures. And they bought this thing.
Sure.
Hey, but chicken daughter, I got. They outvoted me. Came a package which is nearly the same as the package for Tanzania, for
Zanzibar.
So no, for Kenya.
For Kenya, okay.
Because I wanted to go to Kenya.
All right.
Fagabo Serengeti, the national park.
A mix and match.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, yeah, I wanna lay at least this Ghana, Singena, Kenya. Then we are inside. Like we're inside Joburg, and then we go into the bush.
Yeah.
So it's like say Polokwane manje, or Mpumalanga, or Pilanesberg. And then we go into the beach, and then it's like we are in Durban.
Sure.
So ngithi I get come to I know it's straight land. I forget. One of the people got the quotation. Well, Lathala Pansi quotation, but no, this one is better.
Yeah.
Maldives.
Okay.
So
I think I know the other family.
It Vela.
Yeah.
Ama picture Maldives.
Everyone was sold.
Ah, God.
Yeah, no.
So we're going to
Maldives. At least you tried. It was not for a lack of trying. You will see the family.
You know me, I'm an African guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
No, Kenya is beautiful.
Yeah.
On my travels to the Nations Cup in Mali, I went via Kenya, spent a couple of nights there. Because you know, as Africa, you have to go via there.
You landed where? Jomo Kenyatta?
Yes, Jomo Kenyatta International.
Yeah.
Spent some time. I went to see the.
Did you stay in Nairobi?
Yes, I stayed in Nairobi. Sure. But coach, after resting, you have to come back and work.
Yeah.
Where is work? Where is your next assignment?
Where is work?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, ever since I have moved from South Africa, work is anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't become emotional with it. Because you can never say, you can't choose. You go with what is available first, but it must be the right thing that is available.
Mm.
But because I'm a little bit inquisitive, I always like to change the status quo. I always like to challenge things. That's my challenge. I don't know if it's a good or what, but that's my problem. I challenge.
That's who you are.
Yeah, I just challenge. I just touch things and see. You know, with when I was in South Africa, I saw the Egyptians conquering the Cup of Nations 3 years in a row. It was fit. No, man, something must be done.
Mm.
This is too much dominance.
Mm.
And somebody has to beat this team.
Mm.
We beat that team when I was the coach after 2012. Kylian Pella scored the goal in Ellis Park.
We
beat the mighty Pharaohs. And I'm talking about the one of Coach Shahata, Jedu, Abudrika, Shikabala, Wael Goma.
The great Egyptian stars. No, yeah.
No. But I think we got them at the end.
They were, the twilight of their careers.
Yeah, I think so. But we, at the end of the day, we beat them and the full team.
Mm.
So I always like to fiddle with things, and then I said, no, but how can a team, how can the North African teams, even if you check history, who won the Champions League, who won Confederation Cup, check for the last history 10 years, it's North Africans.
Yes.
So I always said, but we need to challenge the status quo, man. Don't you think we can? Hence, Mamelodi Sundowns gave me an opportunity to be in that space.
Yeah.
And thanks to them, to really do this, because it was only Orlando Pirates who was challenging the status quo, with that era of Jerry Skosana and them, Herman Kelele, what a team.
It was a mighty team.
Yeah, generation.
Most of them coming from your former team as a player, Jomo Kosovo, Kelele.
But it always showed that it can be done, but I see consistent with that space. As Bonisu kuti siangena bese siapuma food. You know,
it's like we're punching above our weight and we disappear again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so I always wanted. So I said, no, man, I need to find out why Raja Casablanca, Morocco, these teams, and they fill the stadium when you go there.
Mm.
I mean, I will not see the available. How can we as South Africans go inside this thing and rattle this thing? So then I become a thing, a king man, on the club side now.
Yeah.
The national team we spoke about.
Yeah.
On the club side. And then I said, no, but I must prepare well. Yo, I prepared for these teams. And we broke the ice. As Mamelodi Sundowns, we broke the ice. I think beating Al Ahly 5-0 was the biggest statement.
Sure.
And probably everybody says, it's a flash in the pan. And I said, no, we have to come back again and do that. But I also paid my school fees, though. I got shambocked.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at SuperSport United doing the CAF Champions League. We got Esperanza. They beat us.
They left you with a bloodied nose.
I'm telling you. So that's it's a lap with Matt. No, this space must be conquered. With our brand, how can we do that? So fortunately, we managed through Sundowns to to really show that we can. And then we went to Morocco, and we won something. We were not convincing in Morocco, to be honest, with Wydad. But when we go to Esperance, we never won, we got the draws. But when we come home, we're winning. And that's the formula I know, that win home.
Home games.
And 3 points. You can draw away.
Yeah.
And then if in a group, because groups are always for
yeah.
BBK.
Yeah.
It's 12 points. Mm. Because mm. you have to play this each team twice. So there's no any other way. If you get 9 points at home,
yeah,
and
good,
you get
good.
3 points
away,
it's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you are number one, because I don't know how it works mathematically, the format.
Mm.
But if you win home and you draw away, even if you can win one away and lose two,
then
number
you've
one.
Got nine. You're building on that.
Oh, number one.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Anyway, so I found that formula. That we need to do. And fortunately, we made a statement for the country, and we must not forget Orlando Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
It was also doing that. I remember when Roger was here with Teboho Mulwe on the bench.
Mm.
They made the semifinal and final also. So it was possible and doable.
Even in 95, because you get so many players coming from Cosmos that finished in the semi-finals, mind you.
Yes.
Before that, and then they went to join Pirates. 95 Pirates did what they did. You mentioning Roger. Roger goes to the final of the Champions League in 2013.
Okay.
And he leaves. Eric Tinkler takes over. He gets to the final of the CAF Confederations Cup. Yeah. So we were able to punch and get there, but we disappeared.
This thing is doable.
Before we go back to North Africa, my question is, where is work next after the holiday?
Work?
Where are you going?
Okay.
Where are you going?
We are in a position at the moment. We are in a position, thanks God, we are in a position to work anywhere in the world, I must tell you.
Mm.
If you asked me 4 years, 5 years back, I would doubt that we could work anywhere in the world.
Mm.
But now, thanks God, we can work anywhere in the world. And I will tell you why I say we can work anywhere in the world.
Tell me.
The world has got, how many continents? 7?
Mm.
I think with our work, we have gone anywhere in those continents. With our work, I always like to say our software, and we have won. The only time we have not won in those continents is we have never beaten Europe.
Mm.
And when I say we have won, I mean whatever team I am using, we have won.
Yeah.
And how you judge that? You judge this thing at the highest level. You don't judge with a friendly game or a mere tournament. You judge it at the friendly game and with the major tournament. And where is that? It's a FIFA Club World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA Club World Cup is everybody who has won the Champions League in his confederation.
Mm.
Whether it's Asia,
mm.
whether it's CONMEBOL,
mm.
whether it's CAF,
mm.
whether it's UEFA,
mm.
whether it's the Australians, the
Oceania,
mm. the bosses of those continents, there's a certain place we come and we meet. This is where Al Ahly is as we speak today.
Mm.
Because the media in Egypt is saying, hey, Lord, in the history of Al Ahly, there's no one who has played in this big space like you. We are going there again. And your son is still here that you brought.
Yes.
So you brought bronze medals in those tournaments. And bronze medal means you're the third best team in the world.
Mm.
So do you see where I come from now? So we have played a team from CONCACAF,
yes.
Which is the North America and the Central Americans, they group it.
Yeah.
We have played team from the South America. We have played teams from Asia. We have played teams from the Australia, New Zealand, and them.
Mm.
And then we've played Europe, which is the last. So the only team that we could not beat is Europe. Mm. And why could not beat Europe? I always face a Bayern. It's either a Chelsea. And those are the guys who won the Champions League. Mm. So who's going there is Man City now. Mm. Will be going there. And I hope Al Ahly meets Man City, because it's not about the score or the results also. It's about you saying, I'm fighting with an African spear here.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is fighting with whatever they use in Europe, whether it's a gun or machine or what. How strong is this African spear? Yeah, some contest is on those.
Sure.
So this is what I always carry. I carry my African spear because I don't have nothing else that is developed. You know, Germany is a city of engineer. It's a country of engineering.
Yeah.
Mawufuna Porsche, ufuna Audi.
Yeah.
Go to Germany.
Volkswagen.
Yeah. Sure. Volkswagen. Volkswagen. Yeah. Let's see. Sure. Yeah.
Let me bring you back.
Yeah.
There's a country called South Africa. There's a team which should be as big as Al Ahly, Kaiser Chiefs, at Jermaine Craig's memorial.
Yeah.
I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you with Jessica.
Yeah.
When you're with Al Ahly, you played your game at FNB Stadium.
Yeah.
Kaiser Chiefs is the home ground.
Yes, they helped me. They gave me facilities.
Are you talking to Kaiser Chiefs? How far are those conversations?
No, I am talking to Kaiser Chiefs every day for other reasons.
About
for many
the job,
reasons.
About becoming
that,
the coach of
that
Kaiser
one,
Chiefs.
That one. We are not talking about it.
This is me you're talking to.
Yes, I am not lying.
Mm.
We are not talking about it
officially. Okay. So
officially,
the conversation.
Do you know what is officially?
Yes.
Officially is essentially, apparently, we are interested.
Mm-hmm.
We want to offer you the job.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we want as Kaiser Chiefs.
Yes.
We, you know, like when I came to Mamelodi Sundowns, it was like that.
Mm.
We haven't won even a top eight
yes.
or a net bank for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Come daughters. And then I asked Dr. Petrus Motsip, so what do you want me to do here? And the team was lying 14th on the lock.
Yeah.
He says, no, you have to win the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Champions League.
Mm. Not even the PSL.
Let's make top eight.
Yeah.
And then Uzakuruma and Champions League. But the Champions League, it means I must win the league. And thanks God, Orlando Pirates has given everybody in a position to play as number one and number two.
Because of their appearances there.
Yes, we forget that.
In South Africa.
We forget
yeah.
that. Hence, it comes to this thing, man. Singapore deviate on this, the AFL. What is the merit?
Yeah.
Not to have merit to go to Unama points and Gaki. They pay them points. But anyway, as soon as
it's not deviate.
Yeah, Singapore deviate.
Sure.
So
you are not talking to Chiefs formally. You've
about,
had
these
informal conversations,
no.
but nothing has been
no.
put to you
no.
officially.
But we love each other. And I ask me now my office.
You love Chiefs, I know.
That. Yes. I ask my office, my office.
Mm.
But here, there's so talk much talking here. As well as we go to see Hambe, Sitas Bowl, or a season next. The office, we are forever in good books, Namakosi and Siakuluma. There are things, Osis Kuluma.
So
but, when it comes to business, we have to go to an office.
Mm-hmm.
We are busy,
mm-hmm.
or we meet at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But you are, this is the situation. This is what we want. This is what you expect on year two, year three, year four. You are born alone.
Yeah.
As an institution, we feel you the guy. To can help us on this thing, and are you willing to do that?
So
it has not come there.
If it were to come, what would Peter Mosimane's response be to Kaiser Chiefs wanting him to be their coach?
Yeah, well, Angeti, as you know, There's packages in this thing.
Yes.
And when I say packages, people jump to money quickly.
You're talking human capital.
Where do I work? Who do I work with?
Mm.
Can I work with my Navy SEAL?
Mm.
Who's available that I need to keep that's doing something good? How do I drive to work?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I bring my laptops or we bring yours? What do we have? Because I've got sponsors, because it's a big club.
I hear
so,
you.
So those are the things that we need to really, really understand to say that. And then the next thing now is personnel. Ukuthi, and I'm not talking about personnel, say ankulum ngoba sengikhulumile ngama the staff and you know at that level they're top.
Yeah.
Don't even talk about marketing.
Mm.
I mean you saw the guy Jamin.
Yeah.
I mean it's another level. So let's not speak about it. So otherwise we they'll be upset with us because this they can hear.
I always say that if clubs won competitions through the value of their marketing chips, so they've won the league every time.
100%. Because they're best.
Yeah.
But not forgetting Orlando Pirates.
No, sure.
They've done well.
Sure.
So anyway, to cut the long story short, that is how things are. Because BBK, you don't just want to come Gulento. Oh, personnel. Personnel is players now.
Mm.
Those people who make the team win.
Mm.
We don't make the team win. Mm. We're driving.
Mm.
We put infrastructure.
Mm.
We're navigating this thing. You cannot tell me with Pep Guardiola. No, it's Haaland who scores.
Sure.
Yes, it's Bernardo Silva who cooks this thing.
Kevin De Bruyne who's the brains.
He scores from outside the box.
Mm.
So Sina Simfundisilo, Kevin De Bruyne to score outside the box.
Mm.
No ways.
Mm.
So in Jalogaland. So then we need to look. We need to check what you have. What's your vision? Maybe short term. I don't know if I want to put my name on short term. If it's long term, I think an institution like that, yes.
So if they come to you with a project, a 4-year project, to say, Pito, this is where we are. The last time we won the trophy here, the sun was shining from the west. You want it to shine from the east now.
We have to compete and change the status quo. You cannot tell me what this thing has slumped for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mina, I fix it in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Omega 9 BBK.
Sure.
Because I'll tell you, even Nagu Sundowns, when I was 14, there was a certain time near winner. Number 13 near winner now.
Yes.
So near winner, but mid.
Yeah,
I'll move. Sure. You understand a length?
Sure.
So then say to know about length, I long Pegasus Goopy. So be very careful about what those things are. And manje, because we are starting, and this thing is going to be rebuilt, you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you rebuild, and then, endelene lapha, ipulkwa nespaza misi span bangetro. Yeyebona lent. And as a lano span mani, ball, pa, hit the head. Penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. One draw, one loss.
Yeah.
Ah, yabona manje. Yeah. We thought he'll turn the corner.
You know what I heard?
Yeah, yabona
lenda. I heard you say this thing has to be built.
Yes.
I don't know if you're with me.
Yeah.
So you're going to build that thing. You're going to revive that thing.
Yes.
You're going to
dismantle it.
You're going to dismantle it.
Yes.
In cold and black.
I'm telling you. No, I'm not saying I'm going there to do that. But I'm saying it has to be dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the subject matter.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, we're talking that matter.
Mm.
And by the way, it's not that matter. It's any club that you have to do if you go on a 4-year plan.
So any offers on the table apart from Chiefs?
Okay, let me say this. I will, hence, I'm saying to you, we are at a position where we can work in any continent, Ugamanji. The difference is, and what makes that is, we have beaten the bosses of South America. I mean, Fago River Plate, Fago Flamengo, Fago Santos, the whole Fago everybody.
Ooh.
We have beaten the champions of that space. Colombia and everything. And who were the people representing that is Palmeiras. Yeah. And they forever represent. Yeah. Now, last time was Flamengo. Mm. They played against Al Ahly. Mm. So they know you. And I played Palmeiras 2 times.
Am I understanding you to be saying there's interest from South America?
I am saying to you, this software has proved at the highest level with the team that has beaten the whole continent 2 times to go to the... If we managed to win against that thing, you can never tell me Akuna a Polokwane city in Brazil. Akuna a Polokwane city in Argentina. Akuna a Polokwane city in Colombia. That we cannot coach.
Sure.
So we can. So if you say manje why ungai lab, it depends which team, the vision what they want. We are uprooting everybody. Where are we gonna stay? How do you want out of us? How much are you gonna pay us? What are the resources that we have?
Sure.
So we can coach them.
Sure.
Yeah, Ibonaland. It's a no-brainer. You can't beat Palmeiras as the champions and play them 2 times of the continent. And there's one team, in Bolivia, where I found Sirino.
Sure.
Then you cannot coach. Ah, of course, yeah, no, please. So that we take it to Asia, where we're beating. Hilal, as Al Ahly, Hilal is the boss of Asia. So, ufuna ukungitshela ukuthi nase China kuna team esingayibamba.
Yabo Iniesta coaching in China.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? So it really says we have a job in Asia. And hence we come from Asia now with Al Wahda. So we can go anyway, we can go to Africa. But the thing is that package that needs to be put together. It's always short of something. MLS, Bradley Connell, our boy here that I was coaching Bokona when I was coaching him when I was in Bafana. He's leading, he was number one in the Major League Soccer in the team.
Sure.
So you want to tell me, Uti, that I can't find a space in Major League Soccer?
You've raised the name of Al Wahda. That's the last job you had.
Yes.
4 months is the shortest time that you've been coach of the team. What happened?
Yeah, we had a nice vision. This thing was coming, this package.
Yes.
Where we're gonna go, where, how, when, and what, and said, okay, perfect. This is very good.
What happened?
What happened is, as you go through the vision, there is always principles to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
You have a vision, you make a plan. You execute the plan. Once you are executing the plan, which is now playing games and training, there are important things that makes the plan to be right. What are those things? Is how do we lead the team? How do we train? When do we train? How are we playing? How are we training? Those are the things that needs to be put down, and that's where football has become complex. To be honest with you, that's why Europe is leading, is still leading because those how I'm talking about those things in between, they tend to be complex because football has evolved so much. We're talking manja. I'm making an interview now, Willa. You've got cameras now. And you've got 3 cameras. Why? Because the media has evolved. Because you don't only want Singakulman has evolved.
Sure.
Yeah, Ibona Len.
Sure.
So you want it different, you want it at another space, at another level. So same as with football. Training methodologies, train. Medicals, change, engineering change. Imoton dotale A6 I saw the A6 of 4 years back.
Yeah.
The dashboard has changed.
Sure.
Facelift.
Sure.
Everything's changed inside. So football training methodologies change, and a lot of people like football and they know football. We all know football because football is the biggest thing in the world. Everybody knows it, but why do you not know the sports science in football? And that's the biggest thing. Why you train in the morning? Why you don't train in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Why you train once? Why you don't train two times? Mm-hmm. Why you eat this in terms of nutrition and not this?
Why you drink this and not?
And when do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Also,
mm.
Yeah, you born a good man. Just say complex man.
Sure.
Formula One. Now first up and trap about two daughter. If left to right,
mm.
There's something
mm.
that he does with that old man.
Mm. Sure.
There's something that he does because the engines are the same.
Mm.
The
tracks are the same.
Oh, course, yeah.
Which is what Lewis Hamilton did before Verstappen took.
Yeah, born a man.
So golf, Tiger Woods was his era. It moves on to the next guy.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
So those things inside are very complex. And a man, Jemina, a mamba na bantu who studied mother, abantu amba na matikrik sports, abo mousi na abo tebi. People say, hey, that went to school. The high performance center. Mm. And we also, what? Belong to the international world.
Sure.
Yes. We take this software of us. We go to Europe, see better parts. But, oh, right. Oh, this is nice. Okoto Alana, look at this. Look at mine. This is what I drew mine. And this is... And
compare notes.
Ujuela umtu Real Madrid. You must understand that to that level. So we don't have a software as a comparer, ne software of a region like I. We have a software that we compare with
international standards.
Because my software in a writing, in a right, Club World Cup, you will learn lessons, you will see with the software I'm le, I suffer. If only I find, yes, Asmus, I need this SMS.
Sure.
Man, it's just WhatsApp, it's just Bluetooth.
Mm.
If I can now listen to go phone or good dashboard, they put apps.
Wherever you are in the world, if you have a smartphone, you have an office, you can do any work.
And Lama smartphones now, they're busy putting apps. And Maungangangula apps who sell. So this is the situations that we have. So when we don't meet or we don't agree on certain principles, our relationship gets compromised, because I will say, "H, but no, but this is the software my servant is Allah." Listen. So I was manage Microsoft with my servant is because my second name I nkhalagule. You understand? So that is where the cracks of the matters happen
with Alwada,
because we don't agree on many on other things of. We agree on the vision.
Mm.
And everybody says, no, you're a good coach, we know.
Mm.
And see how we know, by the way, as live.
Mm.
See how we know. So Ilapo and interpersonal relationships and young talent. And then we both said, yes, Lent is too early. Let's let the team wins. Let's not us or people I'm sitting with win and compromise the team. The team is important. When I want to support the team, they're singing every day. Let's not compromise the brand. So because we don't agree on many things, we both agreed with Norm. Make it long. So let's part in a good way.
So 4 months was not failure on your part. It was the club not implementing part and parcel of what needs to be able to get there.
Football is the result. See how we know.
Yeah.
Super fail.
Yeah.
We're lying 5 points from number one.
Mm.
Yeah. 5 points is nothing.
Sure. You speak about eating. I'm going to come back to the Navy SEALs because I know what your guys do. I know who they are. I know their qualifications.
But yes.
I would like someone who's going to be watching this video on Spotlight with BBK to also get an understanding of the team, because whenever you speak, you say we,
yes,
which is an acknowledgement that I is not an alphabet that you find in the word team.
Yeah.
So when I look at you, your team, to me, team is an abbreviation of together everyone achieves more.
Yeah.
So you've achieved more with this. I'm going to come back to those guys. But you speak about what you eat and what you drink.
Mm.
When I come back home, as long as I've been a journalist, as long as I've been a football fan,
yeah.
I've found an unpalatable thing amongst our players. Back then, even now, I pray that in the future it will be eliminated. Alcohol, bitumo simane, is a big problem in South African football amongst the players.
Yeah.
I'm asking you this question because yeah. it's something that you would have seen during your playing days for Cosmos, for Pirates, for Sundowns.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it is there in Greece, but I want to talk South Africa. You would have dealt with this as a coach at SuperSport United and at Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah.
How big is the alcohol problem and drinking among South African players?
Yeah, the problem is not, you know, it's like speeding. You cannot blame Porsche and Ferrari, Lamborghini for making supercars.
Mm.
They says it, no, the supercars are shice.
Mm.
No. I drive the supercar. There's a driver. So to have alcohol, it's a social enhancer. It's something that people drink whilst they're hanging around, mm. while they're talking, mm. while they're celebrating.
Mm.
That's why we take champagne to celebrate.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And in my religion that I took from my parents, the English church, because I follow the English church. Mm. Don't ask me why, because mm. my parents said, "Siya lap, unkula lap."
Methodist, unkula lesson to
anyone. Yeah, ibona le nto manje asathi manje kuthi no. Hey, uyacabanga ukuthi igogo zongilwisa. Mase ngithi manje
ngisaya. That mean uzoya until umdala will decide on your own, but uhlala la endlini, you will go.
Yeah, you understand that leyo. And we do have the bread and the wine. We do have wine in church. Yes. But siya lap esontweni and we have wine. But why singabuyi sesingekho right manje? Sibuya si right. It's because how many times you take. It's don't abuse.
Mm.
It's abuse.
Mm.
It's abuse. That's the problem. But we can say abuse on any abuse. There's many different kind of abuse in the world. We can say that. There's physical, there's sexual abuse. There's all we on talent. We need to deal with the person who is involved with that thing.
Mm.
That's the person we need to turn to mm. deal with.
Mm.
Alcohol is not a problem. You want to tell me, they drink Abu Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They drink Abu Ronaldo, they have a glass of wine, they eat. They drink.
Mm.
They even celebrate with beers inside the dressing room.
Yes.
The bokeh.
Yes.
Number one in the world. Mm. Isha Abantun Dota left and right. Next 4 years. Baya puza.
Yeah.
The problem is good. When I manje, this is sexual manje from Metrosum.
Mm.
So puze, yeah, even again abusing.
Yeah.
And this thing was part of entertainment.
But how did you deal with the abuse? The players rocked up at your training sessions,
yeah.
drunk. Stories are told of you introducing a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
In order to say to people, hey,
yeah.
this is where. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. I think you need to deal with the person,
mm.
with the human being.
Mm.
You must understand football is played by human being.
Mm.
Put talent on the side.
Mm.
These are just human beings.
Mm.
And most of the same, these people, it's into honest, we are logish.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
We come from there. That's the majority.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell us now, says Lalitrope.
Yeah.
No, but mm. you can't take Ilogish
mm.
out of us.
Sure.
We still have the logic. Mang figure up so with all the time. Because Nyaz could heal and to an alap. You know, it's home.
Sure.
Eh? So the challenge is on the players themselves, the challenge is on the clubs, the challenge is on the agents that we make money out of these people when mm. we place them, mm. The challenges are, who are you surrounded with?
Mm.
Yeah, but
mm.
the challenge is the home. The biggest one is home.
Mm.
It's home. And people miss that. You see, but an apple doesn't fall far away from the tree,
mm.
from its own tree.
Mm.
Into an ayaku is BBK. And Enintwana yaku mase ngathi yadlula yenza izinto siyayitshela kuthi yewena sana. Siyalazithama lakho. Le nto eyenzayo akusithama lakho. We can never ever discredit lela thayima lela because wena you have decided to take this direction because man so na 21 so yazenzela manje. We are able to tell you. Sikhule kanjalo. Mase next door uyakutshela. Hey. Sugar lap, sepsu, hamban.
We grew takes up like the whole village to raise a child.
We grew up like that.
Yeah.
So, but we cannot all talk about that because things have changed. We live in another place. It's not just our neighbor put one kamala. So it's another story. But anyway, to come back to this thing, first you must try and have the structures within the team that deals with this, and that's where the management fails. Management fails to put those structures, and this is the biggest destroyer of the team.
Yeah,
so that thing is important. Two, is the team themselves, the medical team. Medical team, I was challenging them. Good, hey, this is your space where I'm supposed to train the team. This is your space. That's why you are here. What do we do with situations like this? So, we found a way of doing this thing. No, because we train early in the morning. Everybody, we go through the breathalyzer. I had to do it underground. I don't know who this is. You know, am I creating another topic, man? And also, you must know that there's also, you know, South Africa, we've got too many laws and regulations. That's it. So we live in a different world. Some of the things we have to do them different. I have to lead the team much. About Ogotel, Nina lead with the equipment, Nayonka lent.
Equipment being breathalyzers.
Whatever you have to do to prove. Yeah. Because you have to prove. Yeah. Yes. No, I can argue with you. It's like a player says, yes, I'm jealous because he's not fit. But I'm fit. How do you prove? How do you prove good to fit or not? So you got to give him a test to pass.
Yeah.
So, we will give them the test to pass. Then they are kuluma straight. You are over the limit. Yes, that's how you do it. And every day, and random food. Because sometimes I travel, I see I was busy.
Yes,
we have other stresses. Man, so number one, go breathalyzer, but say I lose a match.
Sure.
Yeah, but you must be very careful with how you balance this thing. So we do that. We do random checks. We do that, and all that. And for me, the dressing room. You must have the dressing room. That is why I always say I've always spoken about this. I said dressing room need to be quiet.
Sure.
And there are people. There are masters of the dressing room. You know, people buy a kulumi into that say. That's a chela. It always is a chela. The man who's in the lab, who's not a nigger's best.
Yes.
Nigger's best. You know what I'm trying to say. So you go to any community. Hey, we are going to say we are teller. No, we're not going to lab. But talaba lab. But hey, one no man's alone. Yeah, but I'm not going to go to the lab.
Sure.
So you need the masters. And for me, my strength has been the dressing room. My strength at SuperSport United was about Kaitano, about David Notwani. I had a doctor was in Zimbabwe.
Ricardo Katza.
That was my dressing room. You know, my generals, those are the coaches who coach the team inside the dressing room and inside the pitch. About Mabunda. Mabunda is a top guy who keeps the dressing room quiet. You know, even people don't know, even Temba Zwane,
yes,
he's a top guy. Mshish doesn't miss training.
Never.
No. Nepresalizer assist on this now. Because man, say nabanigas, man.
Yes. So once you find abanigas, okay, how do you deal with abanigas? To say, hey, daughter, this thing is disrupting my dressing room. What do you say?
No, this
do?
Thing,
how do
this
you
thing
deal
is
with
killing your career.
Yeah.
This thing is impacting you not to be in the starting lineup.
Mm.
So let the as if the minute the veil, how much generals must know? The masters of the dressing room, they must know. With Jesus and King Amman. And now I'm about to, I got to say my talk. Coach, are we a galento?
So Tlompo was one of those generals?
Yes.
The other ones?
Yes. Mabunda. Yes. Tina City, Tian Mabunda. You know, to make a team, people think to make a team is to have the top skillful, beautiful players. Wayne Ahrens.
Sure.
Those guys that when you look at them, but I get command in Yana law.
Yeah.
But those are the ones who win Champions League.
Yeah.
Number, those are the generals who have turned this thing around. Man, just in a cool man, one man would, hey, Osman Mandi Polini, a mover, we are was with Zalentole. When it comes to who Steve Compeller says, you must, if you want to know whether the how what the color of the tea, I mean, it's double green tea, man.
Sure.
And it's not black tea, it's not red tea.
Yes.
At Faga Manzabila. Yeah, you understand, Alan. So those generals are true generals. They know their job. Ungena mina e present room la khona ma play bengangeni mina. Because it's sorted. Yeah, but no coach, say right land daba le. Yeah, say right. Bayamtshela.
But it's persistent.
Bayamtshela ba the end of yalala. I'm not young, born a certain 30 months, and I want to go as long as I can. And I can't do this thing, me one yap thing, because when I will as Paluta Blayo, or Yascorella, or Manjan dot, Manga Science learned the young affect, and Manj contract me a pella. Hey, I'm sees a man naming renew with a contract.
Sure.
Because I need to pay the house, everyone learned. So that's how they used to speak. That's how they sort it out. So to that question, we need to tick some boxes. What's the vision?
Yeah.
How are we gonna do this thing?
Yes.
He's okay. Complex length. It's not about I think we're winner next week. Say now winner. But we are still in that position or worse. Mercy we need. Because everybody can win a match. Oh. No man on a qualification, yeah, you win match. Talent Liam don't have a qualification.
You said this thing affects you. This thing affects your career. Without mentioning names, but I can think of at least a squad of 23. Damn good players.
Yeah, we have
whose careers are over.
Yeah.
Whose careers ended prematurely.
Yeah.
Some of them should have been, and I say this, should have been in the 2010 World Cup squad. You were there as part of the technical team, as assistant to Parreira. You know those names. This thing continues to happen to this day. My colleague, Matat, you know very well, did a video just recently with a former player of yours, you know, who is saying, I have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I have nothing. Yeah. And that boy is a light. He's younger than me.
Yeah.
You know, he should still be playing.
Yeah, he can.
You know, so I'm saying it is a painful thing. And it's continuing. The other day, your colleague, Kevin Hunt, said, teenage dad that used to, you know, have a lot, you know, and still play. But I don't think that is something that should be seen as a positive, because alcohol has got an impact on an athlete's body, professional athlete.
Yes, every big time, big time. It impacts on the physical condition. It impacts on your mood. It impacts on your consistency in terms of training time, reporting to training. It impacts on understanding siyakuphi. So lala nobani, what must we do? Because when you work with me as a player, siyadlala ngweekend. Against man. sidlala nepolokwane uyiwinga wena ngithi left wing ubani right back epolokwane what is his qualities what is his strengths and weaknesses go find out
videos
that room lela kuna ma analyst go ask for footage of this player individual footage by lay by katayo to have an idea like my highlights
yes
and the game and the games and watch him also on when he plays against big teams when he play against teams that are not good and
sure
it's your job why we let a game let
sure
it's your job so what's your job to train beso yahamba ekhaya
manje mawudakiwe you won't be able to
uyibona njani ngoba angithi yaphosa the concentration span bela mama mawuphuzile is not the same that's why accidents happen mostly when people are under the influence of sure. alcohol because sure. your concentration decreases lento ibonayo usayiboni even your coordinations
yes
you are slower yes. that's why uwams so yonke lento le so it's the way it is so we has compromise
and compromising the team and your teammates and those generals who are 30 years old who are saying I want to play as long as I can
yes
you've got the skill but if you're doing this thing you are impacting
we have said so and one of the most important things is you have to have role models you have to have role models because people learn by seeing somebody
yeah
masikhula lapha ukuthi hey no buthi walapha hey la buthi walapha fundile we admire the guy in the community with ulapho u t-shirt all our grandmothers bazothi nanga umuntu right yambon
sifuna ufane no pizza
yayibona ke le yayibo so that is how we grow up and that is manje basengana role model yayibona ukuthi ku plant when our ex players have nothing to show lapha badlalayo mawuthi akhuluma but okay siyakuzwa ke wena bodlala ne siyanegama ngiyakhumbula nami ngibona TV marona next awukwazi kungitshela about other things besides football you know what so that is now another chapter we need to create role models what is happening in Europe you have Abo Pirlo you have Abo Banmane they are legends they're still there they're still working in the team not full time not whatever they're still here you see who Rio Ferdinand can work in Manchester United and out he can tell u Maguire ukuthi hayi Maguire
ayihlali
udlala kahle ndoda sorry because u Rio Ferdinand will tell him hey ndoda this is but u Rio Ferdinand akakwazi ukufika phezu tjwala dakeni
sure
yabona u Maguire ngeke amlalele
sure
so you need role models so this thing is you have to do it and that's why somehow also it's the responsibilities of our team to keep the legends and keep them going but it's not the responsibility of the team to give a legend life after football your life you must keep it going after football so you need to have a plan ukuthi what do I want to achieve manje yayibona sengena kuma 30 manje I used to deal with abo Kaitano nabo David Notwane mase bafika ku 31 balebele bangidlalela ngithi hey hamba lapha kusafa uyenze the first one
sure
yayibona len
sure
no I used to sit no Kaitano ngisenza ama then no this question is like this means that to prepare to be a coach is any man is a coach
sure
I used to do that so it's up to us also not to build them for future but you can't force a horse to go drink water when it doesn't it must want to go to water so abo Kaitan they wanted to be coaches then I can help but lo munye akanandaba akana nixi into yakhe nje car wash shisanyama dot it's okay to socialize because nami ngibuye lokushini yazazi lezi nto
sure
you cannot tell me ukuthi ngeke ngimukise shisanyama I'll go with you but I know I have to go out and I know when I'm in shisanyama what am I supposed to do and how to behave. Because these people bang more than that. Not just saying abuse alcohol, because we can pay for it.
Mm. Is it a society thing as well?
Yes.
Because players do not come from trees.
No.
They come from society. It's a big problem, drinking alcohol. As the holidays begin now, you will be seeing news coverage after news coverage telling you about an accident, claiming so many lives and what have you, mostly come from people who were not fit to be behind the steering wheel. Yes. We've seen this happen with our soccer players as well.
Okay, BBK, you have reported so many times about these things. I always like to use this phrase, but just tell me, what time did this accident happen? All after 12?
Yeah.
All. Or 95 after 12? Why? Why not happen much? Why after 12?
Uboyago. No GP condition. Bewenza.
Thank you.
Naboba.
Where Jima works us? There's nothing wrong to drink. It's how you drink. It's when do you drink. Don't abuse. But too much of everything is not good.
Yeah.
Even if you eat chocolate, you eat like the whole day. So cool. It will affect you. So it doesn't work like that. So our guys need role models. And there are guys that, you know, I can put my head on the block. Line of Judo Pesi.
Yeah.
I put my head on the block.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the 16-year, 17-year-old Lapam Gwabla. But Lord, any mentality. And you know what's the funny part? Opesi no Kaya. Kaya shows.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes.
Those are the boys on the left and on the right, the two wingers. Nityabonala and Petty succession plan. Ukaya was ahead of Pesi. Ukaya shows. I was ahead. We gave Ukaya. I said to the management, "Law, senior contract. Alebelago MDC."
Yes.
Yeah. Before. And there was a certain stage. Upes even reminded me. That coach, you know, you even saw Ukaya that is better than me.
Yes.
You don't think I'm there. No, prove me. Prove to me, Pes. The proof is in the pudding, dot. As well as Kulum. And you know what he did? He proved to me that I am wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be wrong when my boys show that. I challenge them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On a 5-day games, challenge. I do, hey, without an excuse. I can pass the law, he grounded Polala Pouncer, you were just about to score. Hey, Bogneta! The same place, So I challenged them. And it's confrontation. That is why. I mean, I have confrontation with my players. And people think confrontation goes to a club. Confrontation, I'm coming to you, is to confront somebody. So, tenacity, ne communication. Communication, about the communication is a kulumna. No, communication. Aunglalel is communication, listening. It's a skill, it's a communication. So we have to talk. Do you get what I'm saying? About the discipline of football, multi-discipline, bakulma ngochwa. Tactical discipline. Mangu muntu akundota. So yebu muntu. I want a discipline. It will be saying it's shape because of where. Because we go like this. We move like this. It's like a chess. I want to expose the king because lavabanye amapona aya noma kuphi. So it is part of that. So you need to have a communication. You need to have a discipline. You need to have all those things set up. Kuthi into analysis kulegat. And also any into is not kuthi kaya gini kunemali or kwasho. No. We have people who didn't grow up with the father in the family.
Yeah.
But Lentwana Le Ipuma stop. Because you go.
Yes.
You understand?
There's
always someone. So we can't make excuses.
How much do you want it?
How much do you want it? So
most of the biggest soccer stars from South America, particularly Brazil, come from favelas.
Favelas.
Which are different, no different from the squad camps that you have.
Favelas.
So excuses again.
I had South Americans minana lapagualwa. Top guys. Top. Laba, don't make a mistake. South America, they know who they are. They know what they want.
Mm.
The main important thing in people in favelas, and favela is Brazil, but it's a Colombia.
Right across South America.
Lompana lo, that I brought him here to sign for us at Sanders. Castro.
Yes.
Favela. Cisrino, favela. Nascimento, favela.
But this thing is not unique to us.
All South America. Mm. What you see in Zimbabwe, poverty is what you see in South Africa, is what you see in Botswana. Mm-hmm. It's the region. These guys, they know one thing. I'm going to change my family's life through one thing. It's football.
That's all I have.
That's not a brutalizer.
So you say these guys need role models. I'm going to bring it back to you now. Who was your role model? Who was this person that you looked up to?
I mean, I have a lot of role models. Coaching, I've got a lot of role models.
Ooh.
But I've got role models also not about their football players.
Ooh.
You know, politicians has also played a big role in our life.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot...
You sound like Kaiser Motaung. That's what he said when I spoke to him, asking him about role models.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what that's what he said?
Yeah.
You look up Mandela, R.R. Lapa, Oliver Tambo.
I see there's a picture there. There's Mandela, there's Obama, there's Martin Luther King. And you're saying these are your role models. You even have them framed in your wall in your house.
What do they stand for?
Mm. You tell me.
What do these people stand for?
I'm asking the questions.
Integrity, leadership, and not once. Live up to it. That is why we are mentioning them. They never scored any World Cup goal, whatever. The poor man, Madiba. I mean, we read about it. When he died, was there 300 million rand or billion rand in the coffers? There was nothing. So there was nothing. The children shared about 4 million, 3 million, which is, I mean. So this guy did not know that he could loot.
They didn't.
They did not loot. Iago Oliver Tambo stinks. What? It's a normal house. So what does it's about leadership. Now we could learn to imagine about our politicians. Let's be honest. I course. Yes, everywhere in the world, there's always corruption. We all know. We all know. And it has been published. But these things are facts that we have read.
Sure.
But how far do you go? That's the thing. How far do you go? That's the thing. So these are my role models. I've got people who Brasten, Screamer.
Yes.
With the humor in the way you deal interacting with the players. Brajay, scouting. You know, all these departments. Yes, in football, man. Chairman, Dr. Kaiser Motaung. How you make an institution like this from being a football player? What a vision.
The great PBK. I had an interview with Kaiser Motaung.
It's unbelievable.
We published it in a section called the Front of Back in the Sunday Times. We also did a podcast like this. So you are the second big gun after him. So you are a former player, you are a coach now. Maybe it's a premonition you're going to be a club owner one day. Like Kaiser Motaung,
in Arabic they say inshallah, which is in God's
Inshallah,
will.
Inshallah, God willing.
Yeah, so
yes.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to have a team one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want a team because I want a team. As BBK about taking a team, then I'll battle my player.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one again, man. So I'm not going to go there. And we ask about Bakona footballing. Their names are there. Their profile is there. Ukona TV. Ukona Maro Patalma.
So would you want to own a team one day? Is that the
in
big
future,
vision?
In future. In future.
Yes. How far is this future?
I don't know.
You're what? You're 50 now?
59. Yeah, I don't know. Why you want to own a team? You must own a proper team, man. It's for me, if I have a team, is to make sure that these boys go overseas and create a vision where all the players say, Sfunglala la team.
Yes.
Because if I play for that team, I will change my life and my clan, my family, my clan, I'll change them forever. I'm from a player who's a team because of a legacy of 10, 12 years. In my opinion, I don't know if it's the right vision. I think if you don't have abilities to go overseas, yes, we'll keep you. But I need a vision where boys should be turned into millionaires. And I am telling you, I've at this point in time, I know the market. I know where to, which player must play where. I know where, how much he can get. We can change the status quo.
Why? Why are our players not going overseas? Why is the status quo?
And I'm going to go to overseas, like North Africa.
Why?
Because I'm not lack of knowledge to the players. There's a lack of knowledge to the players. There's a lack of knowledge to the agents. Okay? You must know with my wife is my business manager.
Yes.
She represents me and the guys. Okay? It's very easy to find into an alapa. Here's one man. Come and be in the stable of my wife. We don't do that. We don't. It's not our vision. So no man. We can sign them. But why? Why not? To do what? You need a pesitao. That's the player you manage. Because you know he's proper, all right, you understand. Opesi, you understand. Mausala no pesi, tipesi. La la la. It's not right to go on a long term of 4 years. It's better to go on 2 years. Why? Because in 2 years' time, we need to be in a position, now that you will choose where to go. You don't ask if I can go. And then when you ask if you can go, no, something and daughter, you are important. Yeah, but you deny me an opportunity to make $1 million per year, but when you don't even pay me a $1 million rent.
Word on the street was it was a downgrade for Messi to come back from Europe and go to Al Ahly.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to ask you about that.
It depends how you look at it. I'll tell you where I agree the downgrade is. Because you're moving from English Premier League, you are going to
Egyptian.
Yeah. It's a downgrade in that space. Okay? But when you are being loaned out to Belgium, Ronkendal, no, that's not a downgrade. That's an upgrade where we're taking. Because if you play for Al Ahly, you play against Bayern, Palmeiras, Flamengo, Chelsea, it's not a downgrade. Because even Brighton players will never play that tournament, maybe until they retire. So it depends what you want. You know what I'm saying? Depends how you see it. Four Club World Cups. Downgrade?
How many Champions League?
Maybe three or four. So which player has done that in South Africa? Nobody. So these are the facts. And everybody can say it's a downgrade or an upgrade. And You are not affected financially.
Mm-hmm.
Because Upesi player. No, no, no. And he's got his own agent who's look after her. He's got a lawyer. And Upesi is from a family, man. You must go to his place, you must go to his to see his mom. You must see what Upesi has done.
No, he's next
for his family.
He's next on the podcast. He wants to have this conversation.
What a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell Upesi work hard.
Mm.
Upesi. I've never coached Pesi and tell him work hard. No. I said, I only show him good. Check this guy. He operates like this. I think we need a different strategy to operate like this. And to coach, I'm going to check it. Give me the footage. Oh, coach, Khali Gibbon. Are you serious? Yeah, you get to tell me. Then he unfolds it. Is that student? Gutua, no. Kuna assignment. And if una after 5 days, after 2 days, say la.
Sure.
Yeah, born alone.
No, I'm with you.
That kind of a player. Upesi was carrying a bag of balls. Training in the afternoon because we train in the morning. Training in the afternoon. Natata lento na lezi zama goalkeeper lezi nanya na boom 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 raining boom boom. You are not surprised of what you get because his consistency, he respects his game, he's consistent. Those are the players who train when we don't see them. Yeah. That's when you have a thing. Bonito Anayamla, one of the days, he shocked me because I'm not here all the time. One time in Konala, Nyapuma is check us something. 4 o'clock in the morning, Nyapuma. He's 12, eh? Man, he light it on me. Then do I cut the light?
Yeah.
Young girl, I'll bring it in the light. Your food. I never told him. And nobody sees him. It's so nice to put a light, not
Yes.
He does it when nobody sees. That's top players. That's the qualities of Ronaldo. That's the qualities of Kobe Bryant, the Mambas. That's about Steph Curry, about Michael Jordan. People see these guys as legends because on the match. No, they're doing things outside the match. They will tell you how many shots they've missed. How many shots they've missed. When Obonala buys it. So if you ask me how many trophies I've lost, I've lost so much. But we can say, okay, I've done 4 Champions League finals and World Cup 3, and we can mention. But you know how many I've lost? Oh, I've lost a lot. So those you have lost for me are lesson learned. I don't want to say failures. It's lesson learned. But at the end of the day, don't lose more than you can win. When a man is saying the problem, man, you won't be a loser. You win. You have to win.
It becomes a habit. A bad one.
Yeah, you
Now, you look at where you come from, and how far you've come. It's been a long way from the days of Chibuku.
It's a long way.
With Ted Dumitru.
Yeah.
Epo Queen.
Yeah. It's a long
Let's
way.
Go down memory lane.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you. And I'll talk about coaching because I'm one of those guys that was used to carry bags and go train in the morning at 5, and it affected my education, to be honest, because I used to wake up 5 in the morning and then petty bag and my ball up and get up, and I've got about 2-3 balls. I'm going to Elka Stadium Laperville,
yes,
to train. I've got class 8. I've got class 8. I train so hard because my first love is football.
What were you studying?
I was studying BCom. At the time, I'm not a numbers guy. Those are for my nerds.
The only numbers you and I know are the numbers on the back of the jersey. That's why I'm a chair that is too.
But that's why meeting my parents sometimes, you know, and we follow even the religion.
Yeah.
You know, So this guy wanted me to be become numbers, but the balance sheet, I balance ledger, it needs more and more and more for me to learn this thing, to practice. And say following. I lectures too, young or 10. I think I tell him that my body is so because I train so hard. Yalala no bla la la. Assignment in your library. Yalala. The body is tired. So I couldn't balance them. That's why I have so much respect for Abu Pace, who passed exams whilst they're still playing. Yeah. You know? Respect.
Took his books with him in all the travels while you're waiting at the airport.
On the flight.
On the flight.
Anyway. So that's when you take your head off for those guys, because I couldn't balance it. So one, they were struggling. Man, jang sad lali ga ase na cosmos, and then ngapa is scale. I end up saying no, I'm afraid. I told my parents, you know. You know, I'm now getting weak on both sides. So I need to take one and focus one. And I think you know what I chose. And then my dad would say,
it wasn't a bad choice when you look back.
Yeah, but my dad says, you know, he'll play. And then, because my uncles were playing for Pirates and Chiefs, he says,
yes,
you don't have to look far, look lap.
Yeah, but this guy doesn't know who your uncle is telling.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay. Okay, I get the twins.
Yes.
Yeah. Gabriel Tikikosa and Mainline Course. Yeah, number six Pirates. Mainline cause. Mainline because you are strong.
Yeah.
Nickname is Stimela. That's what mainline. Stimela Samampon. Yeah.
Sure.
Samampon.
Yeah.
So.
Good loads.
I caught. And Bratiki Kosa was a five, center back. So those are the people. But where were we, man? Before
you were telling me that your father then says, Uzodlala, Uzodlala.
Yeah, my father was disappointed. He says, bad choice. My mom says, give him a chance, man. Let him do what he likes. Give him a chance. And I said to my mom, he has learned to hear his call. When I finish him, Zubuya Kuyu. About the eyes, a talk. And I did go back to varsity after I played football.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the two boxes.
Sure.
And by the way, I'm not an accountant, but I have an accountant now who helped me with decisions, financial decisions.
Yes, sir.
To put money for my children to go to school. Mm. How do we pay this house? Mm. How do we? So I've got an accountant in the company where we have with my family. And then this guy is the one who updates us. No, don't fuck my lap, fuck my lap. Yes. So it's a win-win situation.
Sure.
You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm in a position to say, oh, okay. I need to be in a position where after football, you know, I must coach where I want.
Mm-hmm.
I must never be driven by Sizobniga Malin. No, if I want to coach Maritzburg United, I must go and coach. You know, I'll tell you something people don't understand, and this is something this affects. You see, Ernst Medendorp, I have respect for him.
Tell me more.
Ernst coach where he wants. We can judge him of hopping and doing what. Ernst in life is sorted. He goes where he wants. He can go to Kotoko in Ghana. He can go to Ethiopia. He's a happy guy who does football where he wants. He is not determined by salary.
Mm.
He's not coaching.
He's not desperate.
He's not coaching to pay a house. I know Ernst, and I sit with him sometimes. And I know. And he has really, really educated me. And that's more of the European coaches. They sort important things out, and then they follow their heart. They do what they want. So I don't want to be in that position with each manje. And I've been told, you know, la la la, mafagu banban, ufagu spanban, and I've worked so hard.
Yeah. Are you sorted?
Yeah. I can't tell you how you need to write your book, to write your story. I must leave you to write the story because you've written so many stories, BBK. Mm. And we look up to your article.
Mm.
We look for it.
The Sunday
Times. Yes. Because what is he educating us this week?
Mm.
Yeah, understand, Otiam. Yes, we have to pay bills, whatever, but you need to do what you have to do. And thanks God, because we took a lot of risks. We took a lot of risks to be where we are. You jump ship, you don't know. You know, go to Alakli when Alakli has never had a coach for more than 8 months. And then you're going there. And I signed a four-year contract, Bokot.
Mm.
And I'm leaving a four-year contract near Lapa. Mm. And then I don't even have a four-year contract.
Speaking of contracts, we're going to go to Alakli soon. And then we're going to talk about your Navy SEALs. The Sundowns issue.
Yeah.
What's the latest? What's going on there? What's going on with that court thing that's going on between Peter Mosimane and Sundowns?
You see, when I'm BBK, I can say to you, Sundowns is my team.
Mm-hmm.
Why I'll say Sundowns is my team is because Minang Fiko Sundowns on the transition of Utikamu Seneke.
Yes.
Dr. Itzweng and Dr. Sibutani.
Mm.
I think it's two lawyers and two doctors.
You're talking your playing days now.
Yes.
Yes.
They owned Mamelodi Sundowns. Mm. When that transition young up, Zola Mahobe, see now we were brought by the new people of Zola Mahobe.
Mm-hmm.
When this transition is not yet finished, mm-hmm. we were still dealing with those guys. That's when I went to Mamelodi Sundowns. And then it moved from there to Zola. Where did it go? To Standard Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of that. When it moved from Standard Bank, it went to the Crocs.
Yes.
I was there with the Crocs.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Then a certain time, I then left to Europe. When I came back, Peter Oban, the Chiklas.
Mm-hmm.
I played for Sundowns
mm-hmm.
with the Chiklas. So I've played for Sundowns two times. I've been at Sundowns three times. And then I come back to Sundowns with the families of Mazepe. So I've been Sundowns through and through. So there's no person that I used to tell them, like, Sundowns, Uber Alex. No trot. Well, who knows this team, Gasagas? Besides Bra Alex, no trot, none. Nobody. So I've won the jersey so many times, man. You know, I've won the jersey before Ikapa and has been Fagan. I won Ikapa.
Mm-hmm.
I've won the Puma.
Mm-hmm.
I've won the Adidas jersey. You bought the spring. So what are we talking about? Okay, I came back when there's Nike now and all that. I've been there for generations. So I know the team. And I have a soft spot for the team because I'm being related to the team.
Mm.
Whatever happens, the question on Buzai and about my court in hand.
Yes.
It doesn't sway me. Because hey, I've been in this team long, man. And this is very difficult for you to tell me about Sundowns. If Alex speaks, I keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
May his soul rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
If Trot speaks, because Trot came 6 months or a year before me,
yeah,
with Sundowns, I have big respect for the trapper. The trapper, yes, before me figure, tell me what happened. He would tell me the story. Our Ingil Singh, who passed on, they will tell me, they used to tell me the stories of Sundowns. So, do you see where it comes from? So, Mara, Uban Melang telling Sundowns much.
What is the latest?
Emotionally, young Tola, but emotionally, emotionally. No, I'm selling Sundowns. Yes, I don't own Sundowns. So I'm not whatever. But this is my team.
Mm.
You know, when I speak to Mike Tombela, we should call him Sundowns. Sometimes, we know the revolution, how this team came. Players at Sundowns have long been bought by Abu Zola. Players at Sundowns have long been bought by the Crocs. This thing of buying players, it has been there. Do you know what I'm trying? And I believe also in future, if the Motsepe family doesn't continue with Sundowns, Sundowns will still be Sundowns. It's Sundowns. Mm. Somebody else will carry the baton.
Sure.
It's a big club. So that is why when it comes to emotions of Sundowns, and then man just starts to have a generation of player of also supporters who become now they've been dominated. Sundowns have been dominated maybe for 10 years now, 11. I was 12 years. Now I'm 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to talk on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to ukudelela nakancane. Hey, where's my money? Hey, what? It's normal, and it's, because this is the team you see winning. That is the legacy of Kaizer Chiefs. They dominated, I think, for 20 years or 15 years, and that's why they have many supporters.
Mm.
You see, so imagine now if Sundowns goes another 10 years, it can be a Chief story. So be very careful. So anyway, to cut the long story short, is sometimes I also say, you know, I was given an opportunity to come to Mamelodi Sundowns, and I'm humbled and I appreciate it, because we would not be talking about Abo Asia, Abo Al Ahly, Abo Banban without Sundowns. So we have to pass respect.
Yeah.
And I was paid at Sundowns. I never missed one salary.
Mm.
And I must always be grateful and have gratitude towards that. And I'm humbled with that. But somehow, when it comes to a certain point where it doesn't seem to be a mutual contribution of what I found, and you know my story of leaving a jersey in a better place, and then when there's no now the respect behind it, I feel sad, because I've bent the light here. I've slept at 2 hours, two, three. Ask Aburulani, they're speaking about not sleeping and all that. They know. They know. I say, hey, dot. I send things about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. At the end of the ksasa, in the morning at the breakfast table, this is what we need to present to the players after breakfast to exchange. So what does that mean? We born in the land.
Sure.
You understand? Sure. Otherwise, forget exchange was 6 o'clock. We born in land. Good. Must it discuss? We born in. That's the level.
Mm.
And Ulani works hard. Eh? He's a top guy. That's why I said, I think, in my opinion, he's going to be better than me. And I don't say it now. I've said it long time. And that's why I always You understand? Because I can see the vision. I can see what's happening. And it's also important when I BBK. For all these 8 years, you need some respect. But yeah, okay. You know, somebody has created a platform, a foundation for people to step on. And I would not do it without Dr. Patrice Motsepe, because he provided for us to be there. So he's one of the main important people. But, you know, he has been there providing, and there was nothing before. So that's not the real thing, Uguti. It's about the finances. Because if it was the finances, then...
Stoichkov, Nierskins, Michel.
They spent more than, in fact, more than me. More than my era. So I can easily say that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? You can easily say Manchester United man is spending more than Alex Ferguson's time. Arsene Wenger's time, they didn't spend so much money. So it's a fact. You know, yes. You can't do it without the resources of the family. No, 100%. I would not have done it. But I also say, okay, the resources have always been there, but why did not turn around at that time? So when I don't get that respect and acknowledgement, that's when I get emotional. I feel sad. I recognize and I acknowledge that through them, This is what has happened to me.
Mm.
But I also need the respect back.
Where is the matter now? Is it still in court? What is the solution?
I don't know. It's with my office. It's sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's not that important.
Yeah.
And what's important is it's principles, man.
Mm.
It's principles.
Is it a pay back the money kind of situation? You signed the contract now, a few months later, now we are leaving, we want our money back.
I don't want to go more into those details because I think you must make an appointment with the office.
Okay.
And they will tell you more because kunama lawyer and angisazi loan. Kunama clauses, see, kuna yonke lento, you understand?
Sure.
And mean I just get emotional with, hey man, I've spent my life there. I've done so much. I've done so the is this what I should get?
I can see that. I see it in your eye.
Yes.
We will arrange with the office after you guys come back from holiday, probably sometime next year.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And also, I think it's always good to get the two sides of the story.
Well, with the coin, there's a head and the tail.
Thank you.
That is how I've always done and what that, I do.
Yes.
It's balanced.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah. And ask the right people, né? Because sometimes you'll get the clerk to talk to you.
Don't worry. How's your relationship with the President Motsepe?
No, the relationship is good. Okay, we don't talk much, but we meet at international spaces. Mm. We meet in Qatar, in Doha. Mm. We meet everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go high.
Yes, yes. No, he's contributed to my development of football, and I'm humbled, you know. But I'm a gentleman also, BBK. I do my job, and I don't go and abuse somebody's profile or finances. Saying boy, I'm a story man. Been eating ten indlu man. Saying a shorter. Or I'm not happy with my contract. I shouldn't say I'm not saying a winner. No, I don't do that.
Honor.
No, I'm a man of integrity. Because I know the finances are proper that side. I don't do that. I stick to the contract. I'm a gentleman. I come and I live the way I came, and I do my job, and I should be remunerated on what I am doing, and whatever I've contributed to Mamelodi Sundowns, I would not do it without the Dr. Patrice Motsepe. But also, I put my head on the block and I worked hard. And I am not ashamed.
And you back yourself.
I'm with your words.
With your actions.
Thank you.
So people say, this pizza, it's so arrogant. Is it not with this guy is confident? He believes in his abilities. But how arrogant. Father now, arrogant. That's to make peace, maybe then I must make a new English word.
Yeah.
Confirogance.
Yeah.
A combination of confidence and arrogance.
Yes.
So that you can be able to move on.
Yes, and people are not happy with genuine people who say things the way they are. And they take it as a lack of respect.
Mm.
You know, if you say things. Yes, Maskula when BBK. I learned it wrong. But But we come to a position and a situation where we are adults and we're leading people, and we always have to point out things when you are unhappy. And I'm that guy. Bias where I work, I always say no, but I think we are going the wrong way. I think we're going the wrong way. Why? Then I say, let me tell you why I think we're going the wrong way. Because we've done this thing so many times and it has failed. And are we doing the same thing? No.
And what is the definition of stupidity? doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result.
Yeah, you understand? Yeah. So, ma une problem. Une problem, daughter. Vuma go to the problem. And let's sit down. Let's find another way of doing this thing. Let's evolve, eh? Let's evolve on anything, you know?
You've evolved, and you've evolved individually, but also collectively. I'm going back to your guys now. I'm going back to your Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Kabelo.
Yeah.
Kabelo Rangwanga. top man.
Yeah.
Strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah. Fitness and strength.
In a nutshell. What does Kabelo bring to the table? Why is he forever by Peter Musimane's side?
Kabelo runs the program. Yaz Magutua is a master of the program. Mm. He's the one who tells us, we train at this time. Why we train at this time? We train for this long. Why we train for this long? These are the important things that we do. Coach, important we travel at this day and at that time, because we are landing there at this time. The duration of the trip is this time. By the time we arrive there, look at the transit, whatever, we will be traveling for 19 hours. People don't know you can travel from here to Morocco for 19 hours. But again, when you go to Morocco, you go through Europe.
Yeah.
Or you go through Middle East. Yeah. Or you go through North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go there. You must know that to go to Morocco from Egypt is about 6 hours. Zolemar. Because you don't understand, but we want to ask North Africa, but it's like this. You know, the top of Africa is like this. So it's far. So then UKB will be the guy who says, when we land in the morning, we don't train, we are day off. UKB is off, specific saying, I wasn't a train in the afternoon. And he will say to you, coach, let the body rest. You've been sitting like this, you are sitting on your hamstrings. You're sitting on your hamstring for 19 hours and transit and all that, and you have not been eating properly. So as a little long, are you off day? And then manje, there comes a person, manje, or a team manager or something, or a team owner. And then we don't win the match. We draw or we lose. And Jim.
Yeah.
And Jim.
The winner kanjani in the gym.
We are Zelap when the periodization. Was sports science? I was us. You're a business guy. You make money out of selling whatever, and you accumulate money. Then you pay us. That's how you do. Man, so you coach, man. As Jimmy, so interfere with Jimmy, Xeni, afternoon. Because you're the boss. Because I need to, we have employed us. And not just about just Scotia, we are afraid to lose work. And man, some of the times you get your position, do I want to lose my work or train XN? Ask train XN. This is means happy. We saw train XN, we saw your leave of foot.
You are still in the wrong. You don't win still.
Yeah, but man. And then that's when a person like me, I fall on my sword. I took my decision. I said, let me lose with my decision. And by the way, why we did sports science? Why? No, because we are the owner. I am Jimmy Jimani. Hey, why? And then traveling. Because you're playing 3 times a week. We are traveling, it's Africa. And then to no. I'm a flight up go and travel like say. On travel up soon. Why? Yeah, man, I go show you a super match. And it's like niggas ticket to the number your job. So get up, man, you know, going to go to go have you
and it's affecting you. Yeah. Then there's Matlaba, not Tabo Matlaba, Musi.
Yeah.
Matlaba, yeah. The analyst.
Yeah, Musi. And they're all coaches because they go through UEFA, BC license.
Yes.
Because you want to close my gaps. I'll say coach, we are just an analyst. So I make them get the badges of
holistic
coach.
Approach.
Holistic. Because I also see, imagine, I'm a club president. Now they go to coach. Oh, okay. Why? Because now I'm a coach.
Yeah.
I'm a coach. Two weeks, three weeks.
Yeah.
So I have a say. I can go la Boston or what until the institute of journalism. I told them that after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's a crash course. I don't know. Got a certificate in here, nebo. We say until UBBK. I'm going to learn journalism.
Tell me about Musi.
Umusi is that kind of a guy, or a coach, or an analyst, who is a scout and researches. If we're going to play somebody, anybody, anywhere, Moose's job is to go research. Who are these people? Where they play? Ooh, they have arrived at this time. KB, what do you think if they arrive at this time towards the game? Do you think the KB will tell you straight? They will never be stronger between the 70th and 90th. And I don't know why KB says that. But I don't want to argue that. Because what I do, I want to see. Hey, Nyaibona Letimia Declina in that. Then you start to have respect.
Sure.
Umusi will say the best player in that team was Banda. Ujalakule position is using the right foot. He tends, his characteristic, he tends to move in this direction. He scores more goals like this. He loses more balls in this situation. So when you put your team, think about all these things that we need to stop their strength also, but not losing our way of playing. And our,
which also becomes important then for you, if we go back to our earlier conversation, for each and every player to understand who is the opponent, what is their strength. Go watch those videos when you talk about a holistic approach from that information from Musi.
Then I have another player. Yeah. Then I have another one, Kyle.
I was gonna get to Kyle. Solomon.
Yeah. Who Kyle is? Kyle, please make sure that this footage reaches the player. There must never be an excuse. Email, put it on email. Give it to him physically. All my players, all the team.
There's no.
There you was cannot no tell me or on a tablet,
yeah,
or on a laptop,
yeah,
yeah. And Maung and I, she's obtained because we're in. I mean, you are poor. You don't get him paid. She's obtained. So when you buy it for him, they get embarrassed. They understand it, yeah. But a laptop or an iPad is not even worth one wheel of that car you are driving. Or namatekila wafagi. You understand? Or a phone, lewe pet, or a watch, lewe togile, or a machine's work on the other, that worth 10,000. If I can have my sunglasses, Abiza 15. So you are careless. You are not looking after the job that buys those things, or China.
Sure.
So, you understand?
Sure.
Yeah. Because this iPad is going to pay for your school fees, going to pay for your house. That's where we get the money. So we hit them consciously with that. Then they will buy them and we load them. And sometimes, but no, angitholanga lento, email am ayivuli. Kunetori eningi. So we put it tick as it is. But press la ngumuno tuk iyavuleka.
No problem.
Ungangitsheli nge-email manje.
No problem.
But I'll give you a backup email ukuthi uba na
just in case.
And ngizokunika nayi flash drive ukuthi mangathi yonke lento ayikho ifake naye. So you've got no excuse. And the day, the time, uthi ufuna ukwenza lento, i-group, sicela usifowunele. Sizuzana kuwe. So Kyle will drive, will go to you.
Yeah.
Awuna chance.
Yeah.
And Kyle will say, Coach, we considered this goal. We nearly considered this goal. Let's check our own team manje. Our position musi sikayicedile. Let's check our own team. Because you've got to check. Because man's so worried about your band. You have to make corrections of what you do. It's called a Nutola 3 out of 5. Mr. Chagui is at the end of Lai Tula. Awareness of 40 Ubuya Pexen. Can go on with Petinto's right. Is the way. That's my software. All in all.
Another component of the software is Hamad Aliami.
The coach.
Goalkeeper coach.
Yes. Different mentality. Football has changed. All the big teams spend money on the big goalkeepers. Why? Because they play from the back.
Yes.
Because they distribute the ball. They know where to pass. They know how to cool the game down.
Alisson, Ederson.
Why
went for Onana simply because of those ball playing qualities.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So I need the coach who understand that space, that market. Also, was good to pick a man, my goalkeeper. Hey, you have a master of sign, important lawyer. And he's also an Asia instructor.
Yeah.
Like Kev instructor, he's Asia instructor. So, was working on a network. sometimes it hey kune player lapha eletoza eJordan kune player ba esikhuluma ngayo elentoza andinizokhuluma ke Miss Arab.
Sure.
Yes, akhulume nabo Miss Arab athi hey player lele uzositshela nge-information. So and these are also yes, because sometimes we don't get this thing ekolonyayo because yakolonya. So he's the one that yeah doctor.
Travel.
Ndo ekolma.
Ayihlanga.
Sure.
Yayibona
le
sure.
Because thina simuzo.
Which is wise. Which is wise.
So that's why we have that team. And then I've got my Meyer Davis.
There's Fadlu Davis, a lot of people know, but there is a Mahi, his brother.
Meyer.
He's done work at Free State Stars, Maritzburg United, I think also at Ethiopian Giants, who are this? St.
Yes.
George?
Yes. If Meyer was not with me, he would have been with Ernst Mellendorf much. Because Meyer, he does things I don't like to do.
Mm. What are those things?
There are certain training programs I don't want to do. My drill, to do that and that, pass la patata lapa, pass la patata lapa. Yeah, but the passing patterns and all. Those are some of the things at my stage. I don't want to do that. You cannot micromanage and want to do that. So what I do, I only take care of tactical training sessions.
Mm.
How we play, who is playing where, how we move, how we do this. Meyer will do set pieces. Ngimtshela ukuthi le set piece angifuna, lena ngiyayifuna. Yho. There's a set piece lapha eyenza West Ham. Kyle. Musha will tell you, no, I saw Flamengo did this set piece.
Mm.
It's a good set piece because of what? We update it's all software. So in my team, we have about, even at Sundowns, we had about 7 corner kicks. You can see them, but you don't know who's a number 6, or who's a number 4, or who's a number 1, or number 2, number 3. Ubona munthu abathi, uyabona munthu abafana makahlela abathi, mhlambe ukuthi it's a far post, or a near post.
In swing.
Tina sina 7.
Sure.
7.
Sure.
And which one is coming? You never know which one is coming.
Yeah, I see a lot is going to happen at Chiefs with all this. Jingles.
No, but why you say it?
Jingles.
Why you say it, Chiefs? No, but I'm just giving you the software.
Mm.
You know, you have an option of using any software that you want to use. You know, you have option, but we have developed our software and we keep updating. You know, the father named Lou and I, BBK.
Sure.
This is what takes about 100,000. Besoyothi ayadura yadileya futhi kuyi-10. Come wena property in terms in next 2 years, 150. Yabona ke manje kube ithenga nge-100.
Ngabe usogaine 50.
Yabona ke manje. So and awuna chance mina uthenga indlu.
Sure.
Delay futhi manje sozothenga nge-200. The very same house that you saw which could have bought it nge-100. Awuna chance, just buy it.
Just win it. I'm talking about AFCON. It's only a matter of weeks before it starts.
Yeah.
Senegal are going to arrive in Ivory Coast as defending champions. Egypt will be there looking for number 8.
Yeah.
Where do you see it going? Your views on AFCON?
AFCON is just a, you know, it's like the Euros. You know, sometimes you look at the components of the teams, you see the players, hey, Lord Lalak, PSG, Lord Lalak. And when it comes to AFCON, they sometimes learn to isabins.
Mm.
You know, because if you look at it, Nigeria should be winning.
Mm.
Because they are the ones who've got top players everywhere. Cameroon has got players.
Mm.
You know, a country like DRC,
it's
unbelievable. Sir. It's DRC, I got. They're Laban Panama players.
Sure.
They've got players in Europe playing at the highest level.
Mm.
You know, but, you know, Senegal has found a way of playing. Aliou Cissé, who's a friend of mine, we all qualified through CAF Pro license,
we
talk and everything. He's got he found a way of playing. And I write jiggy jiggy's got cool. And in a talent, the faculty, and this one emerges. I mean, to understand, yeah, Vera Lapago, a France, Senegalese player, born in France, but from Senegalese parents.
Mm.
He's been in the youth for the last 2 years, 17, uyavela ukuthi hey ubani lo. That's how West Africans are strong on international football. And look at the history. Who wins the Cup of Nations besides West Africa? Is that North Africans? It's the same story. So that is the sad part of it. But it's reality. So you Nigeria and Ghana. Ghana has got top players everywhere. Ghana's got players who play for West Aston Villa, and they have players. So somewhere, somehow, with the federations also, is the management, how we manage things, and also changing of coaches a lot. Which coach do you want? The team must be stable. Senegal is stable. One coach, stable. Been there. Cisse has been the coach when I was a coach, because I remember I played against him on one of those friendly games.
Yes.
Because
when people came
I chose the biggest ones.
Yeah.
I chose Senegal, yeah. I chose Ghana, yeah. I chose Zambia, yes. I chose Cote d'Ivoire, and I got six draws in a row. Zang Fagolum Ukshisa, and
someone drove a car midnight to come to you at Rustenburg in Kenya.
And my first official game, we played Ethiopia.
Yes.
And the boss got a goal cracker from 30 meters that hit the post, like, how do you stop that as a coach? How does Kude stop that? It's a cracker. It's one of those goals. And then Killer saved me, was score 1-1. Ayabona Agamans, from these six draws, and you are drawing the first match of World Cup qualifier, I asked my coach, no, let's prepare with the big teams so that the day sizothola abo Djibouti, abo Tanzania, because zikhona egroupini.
Yes.
But we have done with the biggest ones, because at the end of the day, to qualify for the World Cup, one team in the group goes to that bracket. In Goromani, it says a good 9 teams, because before was 5 teams.
Yes.
So one of the 5 was there, and we asked, good, eish, kuna Nigeria, kuna Cote d'Ivoire, kuna Morocco, kuna
Tunisia,
Algeria. Yaibona galendo, those top 7 teams, they are always there. You can't avoid them. And we don't have really strong to beat these top 7 nations. So we don't go. That's why we didn't qualify. So I mean, I wanted to play all the top 6 nations, my friendly game, to prepare against, because I know once you go to the group, I'm not going to be pot A. I'll be one of the pot C's and D's lab. Because this one's Nyas Senabashaela. But at the end of the day, there's one who qualifies and is one of the top 6. So that's why I played friendly games with the top 6. So that when we meet them again, Sitnos Langanena Bulaba, 5 months, 4 months back, Sesiabaz, Senabin Fier. But my vision to the Football Federation was different. So one of the executive members, Umchelebsaf, with Coach Mar, right now he has fucking stress. Was fucking fresh. Bambulu suit my senior, Bambene, no, Swazilente.
What are you going to get?
Win.
What are you going to get?
Yeah, but you have turned the corner. So you must remember, you can play those 3 games.
No, sure.
And you win Bambu Mauritius, no Seychelles. You have turned the corner.
Who are we playing now for?
You are in a winning streak. You have turned the corner. And then Bafana wins 4 in a row. And then I can save my job, but the young has a mentality. I'll follow. But I say,
so have you made peace with that?
With what?
Bafana, are you looking at going back there and coaching, having done all that you've done?
No, I've moved on.
Do you want a national coaching job? I think that you were at the World Cup. You were Barreras' assistant. I the people that I know would want to be there. There's that fire that I know in your eyes that you want to be a coach at a World Cup.
No, there is. There is. I cannot hide that, because somehow, BBK, to be honest with you, in my continent, I don't want to be arrogant or what, but it's the truth, my friend. Manager, another Champions League again, 5, and No. Leave that. Win the PF Super Cup. You have World Cup foot. You've done it, Baba. Move on and do other challenging things. You have to leave footprints to your fellow South Africans. In fact, let me not say South Africans. Sub-Saharan coaches. Ooh. to say, I want to do the Champions League. I want to do that. Because there's a lot of work being done. It's a long way, you know? And I'll always mention Rulani because he's closer to me. He's got time to do that. Age is on his side. He will break the record. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And I'm honest. I think they will win the Champions League. It's a question of time. It's like this thing of Man City being going and going. They win it after 6 years and Pep cried. Mm. You understand? Mm. So they will. They have the team. They have the pedigree. They've got everything. It's just sometimes football can be funny. You know? And you're losing a handball. It's penalty. And at the end of the day, you've lost. You know? And I'm from Al Ahly. I know. And then my group stage doesn't go to the final, dot.
Sure.
Yeah, and lift it.
Mm.
We begela.
Sesiyakulu.
You understand? Lendo, we are vase, and we are vase. Libelo te, naksha, inzoksha, naksha. Shaya lo muntu, dot. Kutuwa no knockout peli levent. Bagnigezi peli, tukluwa le na yonke levent. So I think they are in a position, support, finance, stability, team,
Personnel.
Also need a little bit of luck, ne?
Mm.
Yeah. Also need a little bit of luck. They will do it. And why not? Why not? What is the jealous? What is it about? And for me, nah, when I'm in the Middle East, you know what they say? That your team is playing tomorrow, but to Sundowns.
Yes.
Then I get the joy.
As we wrap up on Sport Live with PBK, with Pitso Mosimane on the seat, you went to North Africa, where we used to come back with our tails between the legs as South African teams.
Yeah.
And a stadium with a sea of red in the stands.
Yeah.
Standing ovation.
Yeah.
People singing your name.
Yeah, humbling.
While you were still at Sundowns, not even at Al Ahly.
Yeah, no, humbling. Humbling.
You keep on raising Rulani's name. Same thing has happened with him.
How is it?
You keep on saying he's going to do better than you.
Yes.
What is it that you see in Skara Sono's grandson, Chomo Sono's nephew, Julia Sono's son, that makes Pitso, Jingles, Hamilton, John Mosimane say Rulani Mukwane is going to be better than me?
You can't suppress talent. I'm that guy who doesn't want to be suppressed. You can't suppress talent. And you're going to praise talent. Everybody wanted to say to me, how not? Why you for Tata Lento under 19, we and the assistant? I was Tata who, I'm a coach la, I'm an aspiring uti, a coach ku PSL, ubalete la. No, man, manjeng sengi na land umuntu because manjeng kasa naspan. And then must come and be my assistant because who coach you like PSL? Because Namud Lalil against me. You see what I'm trying to say? That's what I don't want. I want something different. I want something that will make me better. I want something that will complement and supplement this program. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There's somebody who made a Mercedes Benz. There's somebody who made an Audi SSA. There's somebody who made a phone.
A light bulb.
But but we need Manjela. I'm a bulb la. As lightayo, ebusuku without putting it on. Yeah, ibona lent. Iboke labo bantu lapho. So you need somebody to make a facelift. As letele nge touch body, ayifake yonke lento. Those are the top guys who will take this thing to the 2022 model, to the 2025 model. So why not? And why you don't show him this model less now? This is the model. this is how I build this thing. This is how it works. So the guy is smart. He says, oh, okay. How does this engine work? Because he's a smart boy. He gets it quickly.
I'm going to modify it and make it better.
No, but I tell him. I tell him. Go think about it and see if you can put lights on this thing, different lights. Makabuya. Uso to know, but in bona ngati, if una lama lights at his. So I forget to put lap. I see born it. I am a light worker. Okay, right. Zama manya foot. Azami it. No. Yabona maseng boni lo kuchinza. I think utata lap lo. Si faga lapa, akanya be blue. Say some nandi, we look clever, we look beautiful, we look like that. That's a Rulani for you. He will make top training sessions. Why I went to him? I had everybody lapa. We was a now lap. I had everybody. I said, no, that one. Mashelling Alentwana in Ayagaz Nix in Twana. No, Funa in alo. Sure. Funa in alo. Begala, Wang Buza, coach, are you showing it? Because why? I go to his training sessions in Yabuga, like, good work. Somebody has to give somebody a helping hand. We were all given an opportunity by everybody. For you to be wherever, somebody gave you a chance. So then I said, he's good, is that? And also, he's done work with our Steve Compeller before. So I will let him move to his top guy, he's intelligent. So we brought him. And he helped us. We won the Champions League together. No man over. Well, he felt that he's ready to go on his own. I said, I went on my own also. So how do I say you must not go on your own when Mena, I went on my own? I was with Pereira. Then I went on my own, you know? So, yeah, is it okay? I said, yes, I was assistant to Bruce. Then I went on my own. So I can't say don't go on your own, you know. And then he went to Pirates. Yeah, did not come out as he expected. Yeah, came back. We are friends, man. We are brothers. He comes here. And then we spoke. Coach, hey, I said, no, don't worry. We still have a long way to go. And other opportunities come. Cheaper opportunity came. And then we spoke. I always speak with him. Say, you can't stay home. Go, you must coach. Must go work. And because he wants to work also. He went to Chipa, didn't work out, you know. You saw the report got Chipa, the way he spoke about him. I was not happy how Chipa spoke about Urulani. And I said, why? I said, okay. And then Manjia backfired, I learned to, because we spoke about it. I said, don't stress. Come here. Stay here. Ah, yeah, Vuga Yonke, he's a traitor. Washia, Wayagupi. You know, there were scaffolds on the bench, all of us. One supporter was fight. But guys, let's move on. Let's look at the real thing. Ah, yeah, Manzi, Mandota. BBK was not easy, but I lobbied, I kneeled, I begged. No, guys, please. I know the quality, I know the substance. We are where we are now.
Wonderful.
True story.
I believe it because I know it. He says the same thing too.
Thank you.
Coach Vito. Wonderful of you to allow us, the audience, to invite us to your home and open up and talk to us on Sport Life with BBK. You must enjoy your holiday.
Thank you.
And you must think about your next project, which I don't know. I can't shake the feeling that it looks cold and black. Good luck and God bless.
You never know. Maybe I can... Rulani can give me a space to work with him.
You never know. Maybe you can revive the sleeping giant south of Johannesburg.
Thank you, BK.
Thanks, Melty.
Sharp coach.
Thank you very much. Thank you.